Well, this hexagram is an old friend of mine. Let's just say it's one I've had ample opportunity to get to know. I do think it's important not to slip into the formulaic understanding that hexagram form means I've asked too many questions. Occasionally it does, of course. But like I said in the written part, it can also be Yi's way of warning you of someone else's reaction. For instance, I've seen it come up when a teenager was pestering her parents to buy something for her. Also, when I was trying to get help from the comically named technical support people at my previous web host. And when I was pestering a teacher for instant answers. And it's quite a common response in relationships when one partner is frantic to get an answer about commitment from the other, when they may just not be ready to answer either way. In all these cases, you come up against that attitude of, well, I didn't ask for this conversation, did I? And often it is a benevolent response from an enlightened parent or teacher figure. Not always, though. When the I in the judgment, the one who doesn't seek the young learner, is definitely Yi, then I know I'm being reminded of the difference between knowing and understanding. I have this bad habit of wanting my practical knowledge instant, what my husband calls stamp-collecting knowledge. One of the most influential readings I ever had was when university was still quite a recent memory, and I asked Yi what my brains were for. The appearance of not knowing in that answer could just be the neatest and most deft piece of ego-puncturing I've ever experienced. But then, of course, it is also quite true.